Now, when something is broken, what do you do? That's the question. Are you the kind of person who does everything they can to get it fixed? Or would you just go out and buy a replacement? Well, in the last couple of years, people just don't have the money to throw something away and buy a new version, but they don't necessarily have either the skills or the cash to fix what's broken as well. So there is a way to solve the problem. You could take whatever it is you have to be fixed to a repair cafe. And what's a repair cafe? Well, I'm about to find out. Claire, how are you? Claire Downey. Claire.
Very good, thanks.
Good. What's a repair cafe?
Well, the whole idea is to try and revive the culture of repair. I mean, as you said, we probably all do some kind of repair, like, you know, you might get your shoes rehealed or you might replace a light bulb or sew on a button or something. But you also all have lots of things lying around the house, I know I certainly do, that are just too good to throw away, but you don't really know what to do with them or how to fix them. And especially now, it's summertime, we're probably all bringing out our barbecues and garden furniture. And, you know, yourself, you find that parts are broken or ripped and you might just put them back or throw them out and replace them. So we're trying to encourage people to think about repairing them instead. And on the other side, I suppose, we know a lot of people who have fantastic repair skills. They love the challenge of repairing things and sharing their knowledge. So we're trying to bring those people together with people who have broken things in a kind of cafe environment where, you know, everyone starts chatting and talking about repairing and you can meet local people and all that good stuff.
That sounds like a brilliant idea and a great initiative as well. Can I just say, do you think that as a generation out there, the last bunch of years in particular, like during or towards the end of Celtic Tiger, etc., who simply have been kind of led into believing that it's better to throw something out, particularly in the tech world? I think there's so much tech stuff out there that's made in such a way that it has built-in obsolescence. It's going to break down anyway. And the first thing you're meant to do is throw it in the bin and buy a new one. And that's kind of just crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of things are designed to sort of break or go out of date quickly, but there's more and more sort of awareness now and more people trying to put resources online or come together in, yeah, for example, a repair cafe and show that actually they're not that hard to repair. You know, we did something at home which I thought I would never have thought of before we started looking at the repair cafe, which is replace the camera on a Samsung Galaxy it was. You know, and was just a matter of ordering the part and then following the instructions, and it was surprisingly easy. So.
Oh, hold on a second. Whoa. Following the instructions. You see, yeah, there you go. Did you ever try to make a garden seat, like with instructions from Lolek and Bolek from Romania? And I haven't a clue what's going on. Figure A, well, figure B. It just doesn't work for me. So hold on. If, yeah, it doesn't work for me, I go to you. And what are we talking about here? We're talking about the first repair cafe, which took place in March. Now you're holding the second one on Saturday, June 28th. So make a note of that, everybody. Is that next Saturday? It is. Probably, yeah. Yeah, it must be next, yeah, Saturday. Okay. And it's in Sandy Mountain, Dublin. So let's take a look before we get to that as to who's going to be there and what kind of experts you might have, etc. Where did you get the idea for such a venture?
There's a repair cafe network. It's started off in the Netherlands where some individuals just started to set them up, and they're spread really across Europe now, and they're in America and Canada as well. So I suppose we got the idea from them and got the pack together and just thought we'd give it a go. It's a few friends and myself doing it, and we're supported by Dublin City Council and Sandy Mount Tidy Towns, and of course a whole load of volunteers who are coming along.
And there is such a thing as a Repair Cafe Foundation, is there, since the idea happened in the Netherlands, yeah?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, so it's repaircafe.org, and they sort of
explain. So you applied to them to get your starter kit, if you like.
Yeah, yeah.
And were you able to put your starter kit together?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Sorry, I had to ask that. Okay, now, so the repair cafe next Saturday then in Sandy Mount in Dublin. What kind of items can people bring in?
Yeah, really, our volunteers should be able to fix pretty much anything. Of course, one of the main kind of groups or categories we get is, got last time, was electric appliances, yeah, devices and laptops and PCs and things like that. So we have, you know, a good number of volunteers on that space. And we have a great organization called TOG, which is the Dublin Hackerspace.
Called what?
Coming along. TOG, it's T-O-G.
Right.
It's a Dublin Hackerspace, and all the guys in there and girls are fantastically skilled. skilled and able to tackle any kind of problem.
Right, well, that's the bit I want to look at now. By the way, we are talking about a repair cafe thing. We're talking about next Saturday in Sandymount in Dublin. If you have any questions here for Claire, sorry to put you on the spot, Claire.
It'll be
51552 or at Dave Fanning Show. So let's take a look at it then. We're talking about everything from sewing and alterations, general woodwork and plastics, bicycles, etc. Mechanical, I presume, is the big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fine. Now, so how does it actually work? Who comes in to do all the fixing?
It's all voluntary, so the whole event is free. So we ask anyone and everyone to come down, bring something that they need to be fixed. And at the reception area, then we sort of have a look at what they have and decide what category it fits into. Is it electrical, mechanical, or is it for alterations or sewing? Is it a bicycle or parts of a bicycle for repair? And we'd direct them to the different stations where all the volunteers that are experts in that area are sort of situated. Sometimes, you know, you might have to wait a little while, and that's what the cafe is for. And, you know, there's an information stand to kind of keep people entertained in the meantime. And then the idea is really that people sit with the volunteers, and the volunteers kind of go through the steps of, you know, where to start. You know, they open up the thing or show them a few skills, like, you know, repairing punctures on a bicycle, for example, or how to replace a zip, you know, so that people are kind of learning as well. They're not just leaving the item there and going away.
You see, I'm not a DIY kind of person, so if anything breaks, I would have to bring it to you in Sandymount. But like, I have a father-in-law who's like brilliant at what he's been. He's worked for Cartiers and all these kind of people in New York, and you could put the R father on the top of a pin and all that kind of stuff. But he'd be brilliant at like fixing clocks and getting the minutiae of tiny little bits and pieces and that. Now, retired, he would love to do something like that, and that's the kind of thing he would really like excel at. So I presume a lot of your volunteers who have to have the necessary skills, as you say, might be retirees who just want to really get involved and do something and realise they've something to offer.
Yeah, it's probably half-half with a lot of young people. A lot of the hackers are just really interested in that area and very creative and like doing. And then we also have retirees, and we're encouraging all the time more volunteers to come in. We'd love to talk to your dad about coming down and volunteering.
Well, first of all, it's my father-in-law, and he's very old at the moment, I can tell you. I don't think he's going to be able to do it now too easily. So basically, people get a kick out of passing on the knowledge and skills to younger people, isn't that it?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
And what about companies getting involved?
We do have a couple of companies this time, which is fantastic, with Sunflower Recycling, who are helping out with furniture, and the Rediscovery Centre, who are doing bicycle repairs. So they're doing it all on a voluntary basis as well. It should be really good now. So any kinds of furniture or bicycle issues should be able to be addressed.
Right. And the TOG people, by the way, I've got a description here, a collaborative makers space or hacker space based in an old warehouse, and they have knowledge and tools and everything from 3D printing to knitting. Okay, fair enough. Right. Now, how many volunteer fixers do you think you're going to have next week?
Last time we had about 18, probably 15 fixers, and then a couple of others, you know, on helping to run the day. So I expect we'll probably have around about the same number. Maybe a few more, yeah.
And I presume, what's the bit about coffee and tea and all that? Is that part of it all, yeah?
Yeah, it is, absolutely. The cafe has to be there, and in Sandymount it has to be a high quality. So I've got a friend who's doing all the baking, and there'll be good coffee and you know, tables.
And where is it in Sandymount?
It's just on the green there.
There's a
church hall that's quite big, used for lots of community events. So
where the buses park. All right, okay. Now, let me see. So I presume you're expecting a bigger turnout this time than last time, because people know more about it now, yeah.
Fingers crossed.
You work in waste management. Is that why you're so passionate about the idea? You see the nonsense that people throw out, that they should never be thrown out.
Absolutely. I mean, we talk about tons in the waste management sector. There's huge amounts of waste that we're still kind of creating that, you know, could be avoided.
So what about spreading the tentacles all over Ireland? It's more than just Dublin, is it? Or might it be more than just Dublin?
Yeah, hopefully so. We set up a repaircafe.ie website with the idea of trying to encourage more. And I know some of the councils are possibly looking at funding through LA and grants to kind of set up some more. I've been contacted by someone in Antrim and someone in Wicklow about how to set one up.
Sounds pretty good for next Saturday afternoon then, which is 2 to 5 at the Church Hall on the Green, as it says now. I've got a chair, and that's next Saturday. So listen, congratulations, and thank you very much indeed, Claire. One last question here. Somebody wants to know at 51552, can you repair a broken heart?
We'll give it a go.
You'll give it a go.
Over coffee.
Okay, well, listen, then, if you've just been dumped, go down to Sandy Mount next week and Claire will look after you. Thanks a million, Claire.
All right, thank you.
All right, take it easy. Bye.
Bye.